Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Reveille, reveille, reveille. It's the Thursday edition here on Zero Block 30, and today we're just going to be doing a draft. Today's draft is going to be, we're going to take all of the different Barstool personalities, content creators, and things like that, and we are going to draft a squad. And how the squad is going to be broken down for you civilian types, we're not going to do any officers. There's not going to be any officers because there's no squad level officers. They're only platoon level. So we're going to have a squad leader. We're going to pick one person to be a squad leader. We're going to pick one person to be what's called the fire team leader inside a squad. And this is really for the Army and Navy. There's 13 members, of which there's three fire teams that are comprised of four people, with one person being the squad leader. That's how you get your 13. So we're going to have the squad leader, one fire team leader, and then three just fire team members that can be basically anything. They can do it all. So we're going to have those type of people in your three. That's how we're going to draft today. But we need to talk about last week's draft. It turns out that Nick said I was the winner of the draft, but I want to do something here because I didn't have attention to detail, which is a lack of integrity on my part. I should be better than that. Mm-hmm. I am going to remove myself from contention and give it to Cons, because at last week on the draft, I did not pick my number one pick. I got to be better than that. I don't want to win and do that. I got to be better. Cons team, in my opinion, because I left off the handshake, was stronger. So therefore, Cons has two wins. I have zero. Kate has zero wins. We're going to try to get our first ones today. Kate, it's going to be exciting. Before we get into it, I wanted to ask you guys a quick question. At dinner time, do you have assigned seats?
Yes.
Cons?
Yes.
With your family, like your with your wife. Do you have assigned seats with your wife?
No, because we don't really. Most of the times we eat dinner, it's usually out. And then when we're eating here, it's actually, no, I take that back. When we do sit at the table, yes, we always do sit in the same seat.
Okay. So a simple true, yes, yeah, would have sufficed. Kate?
Yes, it would have.
I eat alone every night and I eat alone at the coffee table.
We're not going to be sad. So but we do the whole squad.
When I was growing up, nuclear family of four, we had the same seats every night. I thought mine was primo because it faced the TV in the next room where the
That's
Simpsons
a prime spot.
Simpsons,
yeah,
and America's Funniest Home Videos was always going off.
Oh, we weren't allowed to do TV during dinner.
You're missing it. Crushing some Hamburger Helper while some hilarious videos play. Yeah.
We were allowed to do TV during dinner if my mom wasn't super annoyed. Like if we were being bad all day, then we wanted to talk. But if we were bad, we could watch TV.
I should have meant that to say that it was if we were all together, all five of us, there was no TV. If it was just like one or two of us sitting at the table, the TV was on.
Yeah, same thing. All right. I was just wondering. We were talking about it in Podfathers, and I think more people do it than not. But I also think it's a lost art because people don't eat together nearly as much. So it's just interesting to see.
Wait, Chaps, do you still do that now with your family?
Yeah. Every night we eat together. Yeah, and have.
Wow. Every night.
The whole time I've been a dad, we've done that.
Awesome.
Our kitchen table just collect. It's a thing collector. Like, I don't think we've sat at that kitchen table since you guys came to visit that one time when we were eating at it. And I was like, wow, this is weird. We're eating at the table. Weird.
Yeah. But also, Cash is not at the age yet where he's going to eat at the table. I think once you go to the table and you're all at table age, it's so nice to do. It's one thing that we never even really thought about. We just ended up doing.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right, let's get going with the draft today. I'm super excited. we're going to talk about other things after the draft is over, because some of these pictures that I've seen in the news are driving me bananas. So I kind of want to talk about that for a moment, but we'll go now. So Nikki, we need to know who is going to be the integrity violator. One more reminder, this draft is different from other snake drafts that you might hear on the Barstool Network, because the listener, you are going to go out, Nick as well, look for integrity violators throughout the week, either from me, Kate, or Cons. And whoever has the integrity violator, you get penalized a round pick by guest judge. Who is that guest judge today, Nick?
Chaps, you are this week's integrity violator. I hear that you have 0% chance of running a marathon. Isn't the military all about adapt, improvise, overcome? As someone who fought for this country, I feel like I have a say in this. You are going to lose your third round draft pick because of this. Listen, Dougs will run a marathon before this year is over with. If Dougs can run a marathon, Chaps can run a marathon. I hate to do it, but you've lost your third round pick.
We want to remind you that our friends at Roman are there if you need a little bit of help, because everybody wants football season to last longer, a TV show, a great movie. You want it a little bit longer. I want it a little bit longer in bed, too. We're not just talking about the size of that old penis of yours. We're talking about everything, folks, because if you take this product, you use Roman swipes, you swipe it on, studies have shown you're going to be 340% better in bed. That's fantastic. Roman swipes are the secret to lasting longer. They are uniquely formulated to reduce the overstimulation without eliminating sensation altogether. You don't want to not feel anything. You want to feel it, and you want to feel it longer. The swipes are super easy to use. Just take them out, put it on, let it dry for 5 minutes, and enjoy some long-lasting sex. Go to GetRoman.com/DBT to get 20% off your first order of swipes. I will absolutely never run a marathon. And one, it's not an integrity violation. I think it shows an incredible amount of integrity. I didn't say I could do it or I would do it. I said flat out, I won't fucking do it ever. That's integrity.
But you were tweeting that out, that you'll never do it, right?
I'll never do it. No.
Yeah.
A lot of people came for you on that one.
And the craziest thing is these folks acting like I've never ran before. Once you get out there and you actually start running, it's enjoyable. I did fucking 10 years in the United States Marine Corps. Do you think I never ran? Like that I never had to run long distances in my life? I have. That's why I say it fucking sucks. If it's not tied to my promotion, I will not do it ever.
But I'll tell you.
You can take my first, second, third, fourth, and fifth, and I won't do it.
When I was in the military, I hated hiking. I hated those hikes. I was like, I'm never going to hike again. And now that I do it on my own time, I really love it. So maybe you've just been running the wrong
way.
That's
why I've always thought you were kind of sick, Kate. I thought you were kind of sick doing
fair
it.
Enough. Fair enough. All right.
And then there's me. You know, I liked running, working out when I was in the military. I still like running and working out and being better than other people.
I used to like working out a lot, but I feel like, and I've done this, fuck, let's go into the draft. We'll do this all day.
Okay.
So
let's go into the draft. Nick, we got to do the numbers. I'm going to start first, 24. Cons?
89.
Kate?
3.
15 is the number.
15. So Kate, me, Cons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
I'm
Kate,
starting off
first.
Am I starting off with the squad leader, or are we starting off with the underlings?
You can do it
first.
Yourself. Just tell Nick what position you're going to draft them in.
Yep.
Oof. Okay. My squad leader, number one, is who I'm picking first, and that is large. And here's why I want him in charge of the rest. I have several reasons. One, he knows how to handle his booze and his liquor. Okay, so he can get rowdy like the rest of them, but he's not gonna lead everyone astray. He's not gonna lead everyone to have a few drinks, buy the Mustang at high percentage, marry the stripper. He's just gonna be having a good time. Also, he's really good with finances, which is one of the biggest issues for junior troops.
Nobody's going to be buying that 27% interest charger.
Yeah, exactly. Like, as cliche as that joke is, it's a very real thing. Like, I feel like, and too, like, so many of the reasons why some of my buddies couldn't get their clearances was they were in debt. They were in so much debt.
And credit score
is a huge, every guy I knew, their credit score was just in shambles. And so I feel like Large could really be helpful in this regard. He's also just a big, tough looking dude. Like, you see this guy coming over and you're like, you don't want to buddy carry him, but he can buddy carry you.
Yeah,
he's definitely like a guy that you want in your corner. Also, he's friendly and fun and like, I feel like kind of easygoing, but he also doesn't suffer fools. So
yes.
Like, I feel like he would stand up for the rest of his fire team. against, he wouldn't give a fuck what higher rank. If the higher rank was wrong, he would stand up for his troops.
Put his rank on the table.
He would throw his rank and probably his dick on the table at some
maybe.
Point. Maybe. But yeah, so that is my large. Large is my pick for fire.
I mean, that's a fantastic pick.
I don't at all. And here's why. Number one, the dude is, I love Large to death. He's one of my best buds. Large is 50 years old and has out loud said, I'm a coward. I could never serve in the military. I don't know that I'm going with that for my first pick.
There's tons of cowards in the military. Look, I did it. Yeah, and I don't think you're a coward. You don't have to be brave. You don't have to be brave.
No, and we're not necessarily saying this is in combat, like fierce fight.
I'm pretending is an admin unit that I'm in right here. Okay. Right. We're in the boonies somewhere.
Or finances. Right? Finances would be great for you.
And also large smoke cigars, which would make the officers kind of respect him a little bit.
I agree. All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm up second. Large is your first pick. I am picking with the second pick in the first round. I am picking my guy, my favorite athlete of all time, Deion Sanders.
Wow,
he is a current coach. He has all kinds of experience in leadership. And he's one of those leaders that, you know, even though he's one of the older guys now, he's still going to be putting up great PT numbers. He's going to be leading by the front, and he's able to lead by example. All those things, everything that he's ever done has been great. He's been a Pro Bowler in the NFL, an all-star in baseball. He is one of the greatest athletes ever. I'm picking Deion Sanders.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. My first pick, I'm going with my fire team leader. Because I need somebody who I can trust in a leadership position, but also I don't know that I want him as my squad leader. And I'm going with PFT. And here's why. Number one, that dude is tough. He's still in pretty good shape.
Some would say grit.
He has nothing but grit coursing through his veins. And here is one of the best reasons why you want PFT in your squad, because when you're sitting around the motor pool or you're sitting in a field exercise and you're just sitting around waiting, the endless amount of mindless, minute shit going on in his brain to keep everybody occupied and entertained, I think is endless. He brings a great vibe, and I think he would just be an excellent fire team leader. So
he'd
I'm going
be the
with
unit
PFT.
Guitar guy, the smoke pit guitar guy. But guess
smoke
what?
Pit. Smoke
guess
pit what? All-star.
I'm about to ruin your whole thing. Your boy's going to pop on a piss test, friend.
Big time.
He's not
way
luck.
Outside of grooming standards, too.
Yeah, out of grooming standards.
If you all think there's not going to be at least one person on all of our squads who's going to pop for a piss test, I don't know. I don't know where you think we work. So anyway.
All right. Smoking meat out of a hot dog last weekend.
All right, now I'm going to go with my squad leader, and I'm really between two here because it is, I don't know. Maybe I'm jaded because I come from an artillery world, but for my squad leader, I'm going with Will Compton. Guy is someone who can lead from the front physically. He is nothing but positive attitude all the time, which we all know goes a long way. Can also, for the most part, handle his booze from what we've seen demonstrated, which I think is a good quality to have in a squad leader.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's been around the block enough that he can impart wisdom on the younger guys within the squad. So,
if Will gets in charge of the grog, everybody's fucked.
Right.
Like, and so the grog, what? If you're listening, you it's like a big punch bowl at like the military ball or a military dinner, and you pour everything in. You let Will get a handle of that, there's going to be Everclear. There's going to be fucking tomato juice, all kinds of shit in that bad boy.
True.
Okay.
But that's still a good time. Yeah.
Will's
all right. My second
time,
pick that I'm going to have, and I think this one might surprise some folks, this is going to be my fire team leader. I'm going with Kirk Minahan. because I think if you look at any fire team leader, which is typically an E4 position or a corporal, they are going to be, their primary ways of motivation is going to be calling people a bitch, a pussy, or a cunt and yelling at them all day and belittling them. I think Kirk fits in that role perfectly. I have Deion Sanders, who has a fiery personality, but is very positive. And then you're going to come in the bottom with the dickhead,
good cop, bad cop,
fire team leader that is going to just, like everything that Deion said, fuck that. You guys are garbage. Let's go out there because you're shitty. You got to prove to me that you're not shitty because you all suck.
Motivate you. That shit used to motivate me. I'd be like, no, I'm not. I'll show you. I'm going to run real fast on this one.
Yep, exactly right. So I got Kirk as my fire team leader.
Okay. Is it me?
Yep.
Okay, my fire team leader, we're heading over to the UFC to Meatball Molly. Meatball Molly.
Fuck, that was my next pick, Kate.
Big time UFC champion. Party animal. The discipline that you have to have to reach the level that she has reached in the UFC and the amount of success that she has reached is insane. And little known fact, she is also not afraid to be brave. There's no cowardice in her. She used to work at a Subway sandwich shop. She's working at the Subway sandwich shop. It's like 5 a.m. and I think it was like Liverpool or something. This girl comes in. This guy starts giving her a hard time. She whooped that motherfucker's ass and like basically saved a girl's life one time. So she's she'll fight in the ring. She'll fight in the streets, the octagon, whatever you want to call it. And also, I just feel like I'd follow her anywhere. She's one of those people that just has that enthusiasm. Because a lot of times, like when I was in the Marine Corps and people be like, "Oorah," I'd be rolling my eyes. But there was always that one leader that was like, "Come on, Kate, oorah." And I'd be like, "All right, I feel motivated.
I'll give him one, Del Dog.
Okay.
Oorah, I'll give him one. Yacht. I'll give him one.
There's just something about her that motivates the hell out of me. Not that I do anything with it. I just
love that pick. I think she's perfect. I think that's a great pick. And so and it's interesting that you say you value, you know, not having any cowardice when your squad leader has openly said he's a coward. So that's interesting.
The two would balance each other out then, wouldn't it?
Okay. All right. Yeah, all right.
Well done, Kate. All right. Kate gets to go again.
Yes.
Yes. So up first, I think the art of complaining is so valuable in the military. I would say more than anything else, it is what ties the troops together.
Yeah,
so
if you
have someone who can
complain
that everyone else is sitting there going, he or she is right, that's goddamn right, this sucks, blah, blah, blah. No one does that better than Frank the Tank.
True.
I gotta go with Frank the Tank as my pick.
That's a great pick.
Absolutely. The Mets, New Jersey Transit, and the fucking field day inspection we had yesterday.
Can you
guys believe the field day inspection we had yesterday? Another one. Can you imagine
Frank on those helicopter flights out of a combat zone, like where you're waiting and there's always a dust storm. There's always something that delays it. His rants on TikTok, which he wouldn't be authorized, would be incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
He's a regular fire team.
He's
member,
one of your
right?
Joes.
I would love to put a camera on him and send him through SIF to return his gear and stuff like that. Like, I think he would literally, his whole body would explode.
And
from,
for those who don't know, Kate, what's SIF?
Yeah, it's just a nightmare. You have to return all your gear every time you switch units or get out of the military. And so
it's basically a warehouse that all your gear is stored.
You have like 10,000 items and you wait 5 hours in line. And then they tell you that your one thing is dirty. So you have to go back and blah, blah. It's just a nightmare.
You guys,
and I just love to picture Frank in the military. Nobody would complain better than Frank.
When I was leaving Fort Hood and I walked into CIF to return all my stuff, there was at least a 2.5 hour line and someone behind the counter, like, spotted me, saw my rank, was like, "Oh, hey, sir, come here." And I just walked right in, gave him all my stuff, and walked out.
Disgusting.
Oh, one more thing about Frank. He is an encyclopedia of sports knowledge. If you gave him a certain military specialty, he would remember. So maybe he's sitting behind the artillery, but he's like 34.2 whatever beans and then pull the string, you know, the accountant.
Put him in the IG office.
Yeah, like do something. He is an encyclopedia. He would definitely come in handy. So
he would be a great RSO. Because you would know all the rules and regulations and have no problem bitching out everybody.
Yes, exactly.
No, so we're not going to the fucking gut truck. We got to get out of here. We're going to miss our fucking bus.
Yeah, exactly. That's my pick.
It'd be great.
All right, we're moving along to cons here because Chaps lost his third round pick.
All right. In my third round, now I have to fill out my three Joes. And I guess I'm taking a different route with my squad. I'm picking a functional squad that we can actually go into combat with. And for someone that is tough and will, I think, just do anything that you're asking him to do and unbelievable work ethic and will just absolutely get the job done, I'm going with our guy from Spittin' Chiclets, Biz, Paul Bissonnette. Mm-hmm. I think he is somebody hugely reliable, right? Tougher than nails. I mean, the guy, you know, fought in the NHL. So he's good to have when all the Joes go out drinking and they will inevitably get into a little scuffle with somebody at the local watering hole. Biz will be there to clean everybody up, keep them out of trouble. So I'm going with Biz for my first Joe.
Okay.
For my next Joe, again, I really value toughness, ability to get the mission done. But I also value at the Joe level somebody who can complain, but not complain to the point that it infects the rest of the squad and brings everyone down. Just kind of complains because that's what you're supposed to do. But then we'll still just do what he's supposed to do anyway. And he's just a really nice guy. I'm going with Trent. Because, I mean, have we all seen Trent's highlight video from his high school football
days?
Yeah,
but it would drive you nuts as a commanding officer with his communication style because he's known as not texting you back. So if you need to get your squad back together after a weekend, good luck getting a hold of Trent because he's going to be on the rumple mints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's he's never missing appointments or anything, so he may not be responsive.
The rumple situation, they just went basically viral yesterday.
Yeah, but all right. Yeah, but you know what? Everybody, but, squad who am I to cast stones about like that. Yeah, every good squad has a story about a dude having a little too much to drink. So
I'll say this too.
I'm going with Trent.
At some point, every little, like, our enlisted group got super into golf at one point, and mm-hmm. Only like two guys had clubs, but we'd all borrow them and we'd go to like the pitch and putt course on the court, like a par three course on the base. And it helps to have a good golf guy who can, like, because a lot of us didn't know what we were doing, kind of like not be annoying, but give some pointers. So Trent could be that as well. Keeps you out of trouble on the weekends.
And Trent would be perfect because if you're enlisted and you're junior enlisted and you're shooting mid-90s, you're looked at as like a golf god too, like mm-hmm. so you'd be by far the best person in the platoon. Everybody mm-hmm. else would be shaking it off of the other fairways.
True. Yeah, and also as a platoon leader, you value guys who talk shit but that you never hear about it. Trent would talk shit about me as a platoon leader probably because inevitably I would do something that would annoy him because that's just what platoon leaders do, but it would never get back to me, and that I value that as a platoon leader. So that's why I like Trent as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's that Midwest nice.
I'm up next. This is my third pick. I'm going to go with, I need to fill out my fire team as well. So my first pick, I'm going to pick Gilly the Kid, because I think he is the type of person that if you're riding in a Humvee, Gilly is going to keep you entertained. That's so much of sitting on missions and sitting in there is just waiting and waiting and waiting. Gilly is going to be able to have insane conversations and keep it going and bust everybody's balls, which everyone loves. Like
big time ball buster. And like you said, too, like big energy and enthusiasm, which when your ass is dragging,
let's fucking, you could see him getting intense, like, and cheering on. I think he comes across as a guy that loves people that are around him, encourages his friends and things like that. I could see him being a great fire team member. You're doing a CFT and Gilly's yelling at you to stop being a little bitch and get over the finish line. I think you push a little bit harder.
Also, he doesn't suffer fools. He called Rick Ross a sucker. You True. Know, he's not afraid to call people out and tell them
like
it is. He's
not afraid to catch the smoke at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, True. Kate.
I am going with, this is surely thinking if I was in this fire team too, and it was Friday night and the smoke pit's getting lit, and we're going to go out in Temecula and go country line dancing afterwards. And I'm trying to get into a little bit of trouble tonight and have some fun. I want O'Malley by my side.
She's a libo risk. You know that.
Big time libo risk. But that's the fun of being enlisted. That's like the spice of life. And I feel like if I had served with O'Malley in my unit, we would have had. So I think she's one of the funniest people at Barstool. Her TikToks kill me every time. I think she's super clever and fun. And also just has like a positive attitude, even when it's 3 a.m. and she's in LA and her scooter is dying and she's locked out of her Airbnb. She's like, oh, well, I feel like she's just somebody who just rolls with the punches, like, all right, fuck it. And you need that all right, fuck it person when you're in the shit, when things are going wrong. So, yeah, I think I need a fellow libo risk, somebody who's just a ton of
fun. You guys would be ripping so many heaters together.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we'd be big time. Big time trouble.
You're back at it again.
Back at it again.
Yep. Oh, me. Yeah. I was just in my head daydreaming. I was like, we were line dancing in my dreams. I was like, yep, I'm back at it again.
I'm back.
Smoking a Marlboro on the 23-year-old Kate.
You guys seem like Newport ladies, honestly.
Okay, my other... Oh, for sure. My next choice, solely so that people see the name and I get votes during this, I say fuck integrity, Dave Portnoy. I would absolutely have him in my unit. One, say we're off base, we have to be at PT by 7.
No, you wouldn't,
because
then you'd have to talk to him and you get super nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, and he admittedly has a real bump shoulder.
Can't be nervous in your squad, Kate.
But guess what? There's a ton of traffic. Anything? There's a ton of traffic at the Pendleton gate. We just get in his private helicopter and land at PT.
Wait. We're taking him that all he has now, even in the military?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if... I look back at me and my buddies. He wouldn't be in the military. A super rich friend to fuel all of our off, all of our libo stuff. Oh my God, forget it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I do feel like he would do well in the military in that he's extremely straightforward. Like, the man is fair and he's tough, but he does care about his people. Like, he really, really does, actually. Mm-hmm. Like,
intensely loyal.
Well, intensely loyal. Yeah. What were you going to say, Nick?
How will he feel about being your last pick, though?
Your last pick and just a regular old Joe.
Because this is going on a graphic.
Save the best for last. But no, I think
spin.
Yeah, but he's the Joe. He's just a
also
just
doesn't
a
put up
wheel.
With dumb bullshit.
He's a common man. I could see that.
Common man. And I think he would stand up for his troops, like against a higher up.
How's he going to stand up for his troops when he's just a lowly Joe?
Wow. Put Cons in the bucket for an anti-Dave guy. Never thought I'd see it.
No. Yeah. I'm talking about the positions that you're putting him in. I'm a big time Dave guy, so I don't think he deserves to be
a Joe.
Don't
try to crawl back now.
No.
So Dave is your last one, Kate?
Yep.
No, Dave's like a general. You wouldn't put him in a PFC's role.
Oh, classic officer sucking up there.
Yeah,
my
classic.
God, that was fucking... He's
Why, is there something wrong with being enlisted, Cons?
Jeez, Cons, be more of an elitist. Unbelievable. All right, so I go next. I'm on pick number 4. I am going to select... This one's tough because I want to fill it out right, but I need to get this pick because I respect them so much. Troops. I'm going with troops. You got to pick troops. Simply
why?
Because he's troops. Like, he's the troops. Like, how could you not pick
the troops?
A troop black?
Oh,
like, yes.
His name is troops.
Troops. Get it? Troops. And another great conversation. Could you imagine that Humvee with fucking Deion Sanders, Kirk Menahem, Gilly the Kid, and then you're going to put in troops too? That would be just push play, and that's you could have your own in the field podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Every conversation.
Well, I'm glad that neither of you guys wanted women in your units. That's
really
cool.
I still have to pick one, Kate.
I still have one pick left.
Well, interesting. I hope you switch it up now. Hope you switch it up now and do the right thing now.
No, we picked one for last. That's what you said in your Dave pick.
All right. Here's my last pick for my last Joe. And I really am very, very torn here. Oh, my gosh. This is so hard. All right, I'm going to go with Wallow because his positivity, he's already overcome so much adversity in his life and has turned that around and made a huge success of himself, not to mention his positive attitude. I think, you know, when things get tough, he is absolutely going to be the guy to lift up the entire squad. And he's the guy who has, even though he's just a Joe, he has so much potential for leadership and he's going to move up the ranks and you know, he's going to be a great NCO one day. So you just want that energy around your squad, not to mention, you know, let's just call it what it is. Guy's been in jail. So he's hardened and he certainly is tough. I think if you can survive being imprisoned and coming out better on the other side, you're an excellent
choice.
He'll
be used to the food is what
squad.
You're saying.
Yeah.
Chat
yeah.
Food.
Exactly.
Fair
exactly.
Enough.
So that's my last pick.
All right. So it comes back around to me, right? So this is my pick that I didn't get to pick earlier. So in that pick, easy for me. He always gets called it when there's controversy going. You need to have somebody that can ease the tensions in the group. And with the rest of my picks, there's definitely going to be some tension from time to time. So I'm going with my guy, Big Cat, middleman Dan, as the last member of my squad.
Wow. So you both picked top members of the company to be in the lowest positions possible. Interesting
that's fine
choices.
With me. It's about time they get knocked down a fucking peg or two. Always.
Folks are saying,
oh, go
folks
first
are saying
class.
You're just pandering
oh,
for
private.
Votes.
Oh. Like
also,
they don't get their,
I like that Cons
they need
equates,
to experience junior enlisted life from time to time.
I like that Cons equates the lowest job as the easiest and the dumbest job. Must be nice, isn't it?
No, I just think these guys have earned leadership positions with everything they've demonstrated. So why would
work
you put
their
them
way
in?
Up?
All right.
Wow. Shots fired at Wallow, who apparently has not earned any type of leadership. Good job, Cons.
And that concludes this week's Integrity Draft. Let's look at the results. For Kate, we have Large, Meatball Molly, Frank the Tank Fleming, Grace O'Malley, and El Presidente, Dave Portnoy. For Chaps, it's Deion Sanders, Kirk Minahan, Big Cat, Gilly, and Troops. For Captain Cons, we have PFT, Will Compton, Paul Bissonnette, Trent, and Walla. Thanks for tuning into this week's Integrity Draft. If you see any violators out there, you know where to find me, at Niggy the Good. Send them my way, and I'll make sure that they're taken care of. Now back to the show.
Quality sleep optimizes recovery, helping professional and everyday athletes perform their best. Only the Sleep Number smart bed is proven to improve the quality of sleep and provides valuable insights that can be used to support overall wellness. Talent on a college team allows the best players to outperform their opponents, but in the NFL, everyone is talented. Players entering the draft need every competitive edge they can get, starting with quality sleep. Training will only get more intense as players transition to the pros, so to optimize recovery, they can rely on Sleep Number for consistent, high-quality sleep. Experience game-changing sleep with a Sleep Number smart bed only at a Sleep Number store.
This draft overall, I would say we all did well. Looking forward to seeing the results. Now,
if I don't win this one, I mean, everyone is serious. A moron except
you're
for
probably
me.
Not going to. You're probably not going to.
I don't know, Kate. That's going to be
even with Dave on your.
So
on
the
your
last
squad,
one, the I last scores won't. Were like 38.02 to 38% for me and Cons, and then Kate's bringing up the rear. She's in the fucking safety vehicle for both of the first two drafts. We'll see how she does on the second. All right, let's move on to something else. We're going to move into not really round number two, but the second topic that I want to talk about. And that is, have you seen the documents? There's been a court filing with President Trump's case down in Mar-a-Lago. Did I say it right? Did I say
close
it right?
Mar-a-Lago, yeah.
Yeah, Mar-a-Lago. That's one. Yesterday, I was doing a TikTok, and there was a word that I was trying to say, and I must have said it 500 times. And it just was, it was like marble mouth. I couldn't say it. I don't remember what it was, but it's in one of the last TikToks, which we're actually making. So go follow us at ZeroBlog30. 30 spelled out on TikTok. I'm making TikToks. Kate's going to make some TikToks. Con's going to make some TikToks. The whole squad's going to be making TikToks. Either way, in when they went in, got all the different documents, the top secret documents and all that shit, there was a picture that is going around the internet right now where you have all these different top secret documents that have the top secret cover folder and all that shit that are just sitting in a closet. Like they're just on this shitty looking carpet sitting on the ground. The people that I follow that are in national security, they said, one dude said, this picture gave me fucking hives. Like that has done nothing but intel his whole life. Because if you have one of those folders in a non-secure place, anybody else, you are so fucked. So fucked if you have it. Top secret with like human intel. We need somebody who is super smart in this area because we are not. We are not experts in cybersecurity, counterterrorism, espionage. If you are that person, you have that expertise, reach out to us. We want to talk to you.
To give you an example of like, people are like, okay, so it's some secret documents, blah, blah, blah. Like this story from February, a Honolulu woman pleaded guilty to taking classified documents while working at the U.S. Embassy in Manila. And she got 90 days in jail. She removed certain classified documents from the embassy before hosting a dinner party in her hotel room with guests, including three American coworkers and two foreign nationals. One of the Americans discovered documents marked secret in her bedroom during the party. She was a DOD civilian employee working as an executive assistant to a commander for the U.S. Indo-Pacific
Command. And
that's just
marked secret. That's not top secret. Secret.
And she said she wasn't planning on doing anything malicious. She was using them. She was working on her thesis and was using them as models for her own whatever she was doing is what she said. And she got 90 days. Like, apparently you can read more into the case, but it was like there was nothing malicious about it. And still it was wrong that she did that. And she got 90 days in jail. So that's how seriously there's cases like this. If you look into it, that's how seriously. And that was just like one little folder. You know what I mean? And so this is a ton of them like that. So if she got 90 days, like what could the, but I'm just trying to show how seriously they take this kind of stuff. It's like a big deal.
So yeah, I'll play devil's advocate. And I'm not saying that he should have taken all these top secret documents, but I think Dave uses the example all the time. What's his face? Manny Ramirez from the Red Sox threw a traveling secretary down a flight of stairs and nothing really happened. Does your level of importance affect how you should be punished?
Of course it does. I don't know if it should, but it definitely does. I mean, that's just the matter of fact where we live in, because, and it's showing that it already does. Anybody else has those in their house, they're in jail right now without any type of bail system or anything like that. Espionage against the United States, the major foreign adversaries, is the investigation. You're not just cruising around your own fucking apartment when that's going on. So I think just having the investigation, getting a special prosecutor attached to the case that is making sure everything is going to go completely fair. And they have all these pretrial agreements and letters to the press, letters for public consumption. I mean, anybody else, he's already in jail. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see how.
Let's be serious. Like, nothing will probably happen. If you had to say, tell me what you think today. Yeah.
How's old Trump going to wiggle out of this one?
Exactly. I don't think anything's going to happen. It's going to be fodder for the cable news channels to discuss back and forth, and people to throw grenades at him and people to defend him, and round we go, and nothing, I don't think, of any substance will happen to him.
I think they're going to make this huge case. This is just complete conjecture. I think they'll make this huge case and they'll have overwhelming evidence, because just having him in his possession is overwhelming evidence. They'll have even more. You're not going to do this if you don't have a shit ton of information, because the risk is not worth the reward. I think they're going to have so much damning information that eventually they're going to bring it to whoever decides to be his lawyer. That's actually a lawyer, not whoever this clown that's in charge of now. But they're going to bring it to him and be like, we'll let you sign a plea agreement that you agree never to run for public office again.
And I think that could sign
that type of plea agreement.
But do you think that plea agreement would be made public, or he will just play it off like, oh, well, I'm choosing not to run ever again.
It would definitely get made public, because the way that they've done this publicly already, which wasn't their choice, but the way that it's public already, they have to be.
I think they know that if they're not extremely transparent, the QAnon is going to go crazy. It's already going. It's already popping off over there in Q Town. But they got to be real transparent.
Q Town?
Over there in Q Town.
I mean, you're probably right. I don't know if you've ever been to Q Town, but that place is meth capital of the world.
Wild. One of my favorite little nuggets from this is on the FBI's list of documents seized from Mar-a-Lago, there was just this folder that said info, RE President of France. And, Trump has bragged to some of his closest associates, both during and after his time in the White House, that he knew secrets about Macron's love life. Am I saying that right? Macron. Yeah. Like illicit details about the president of France's love life. And now nobody knows.
Look at that dude. He's French. What are you possibly going
to
say?
Nobody knows what's in that folder.
He licks a little butthole.
Doesn't have anything, but like there's this freak out going on if it's going to be exposed and if that folder has. And I kind of wish, like, if I was president and it's my first day in office and the president I'm switching out with is like, by the way, right there in that closet is just folders on what the favorite sex stuff.
You want to be able to count the spokes of a world leader? Buddy, I got the folder for
here. You want to see who likes reverse cowgirl?
Yeah.
Buddy, it's in there. You want to see all the top people's favorite stuff? Like, I would be like,
Boris Johnson likes to drink cum out of a butthole with a straw. Kind of thing.
That's the kind of stuff that's fucked up. It's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
But who am I to judge? I'd be curious. So anyway.
All right, let me ask this question. If in fact, Chaps, your prediction comes true and he has to sign a piece of paper that says, all right, I'll agree, nothing happens, but I won't run for public office. I mean, he will frame that as a win, but do you think that's a win for him?
Yeah, not going to prison for things that anybody else would go to prison for is a pretty big win.
Yeah, because then I also think he would just frame it as like, oh, well, listen, I would have run and become president again, but I said I couldn't. Sorry about it. So I think that's how he would frame it.
Yeah, I don't think truth is going to be a big thing.
No, truth's never going to get in the way of You've always heard the expression, never let truth get in the way of a good story. President Trump's like, never let truth get in the way of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I don't even know what it is.
It's working.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
Let's move on
to save rounds and alibis.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Nick, we'll start with you.
Save rounds, I got nothing this week. Just want to, just encourage people to, you know, send in those violations. I'm starting to get a list here, which I'm very excited about. So please send them to me, DM me, whatever you got to do. And then also please remember to go to the YouTube and subscribe there. Go on Apple, leave a review, and thank you very much.
All right. Kate?
One thing, there is this article by Haley Britsky on Task and Purpose about the veterans of the, specifically the withdrawal of Afghanistan, that final month there. And I just highly recommend that you go and read it. I think we talk about the 13 at the gate, but not what the survivors. There's so many more wounded. I follow some of them on Instagram, and it's incredible their strength and resilience as they work back from this. And but she just tells the story of the veterans who were there and how they are now and what they're doing now and what they're dealing with. And it was just a really powerful article. And then I'm trying to think if I have anything else going on. I'm down at my parents' right now. I'm in the closet. That's what's happening right here.
I love that we
waited
almost an hour to say why you're in a closet.
Why we're in a closet. I am surrounded by, I'm sure Whistlepig won't get mad at this, my dad's generic boxes of wine called the Big Sipper.
The Big Sipper.
My microphone is resting on a Big Sipper right now.
If you can't get Whistlepig, get the Big Sipper.
Yeah, because my son is out of daycare this week. I think I said that last time. But so just rolling with it. They're running down
the
halls right
now.
Are you sitting on the floor? Oh, yeah. I'm sitting on the floor, crisscross applesauce. School circling. I'm school circling around a bunch of Big Sippers.
Brings me back to the old Chaps and Kate days. That's how you record all the time when we would do that podcast.
It really does. But we might go in the pool later. I hope he's not an Iron Duck. I don't know. But taking
a baby.
He's
never swam?
I mean, he's only been in a pool with me once where I've been holding him.
What a big day.
Do you think? I keep seeing these videos where people enroll. It's kind of what the Marine Corps does for the Iron Ducks at boot camp who can't swim. They're like, fine, you'll be swimming 3 days from now. And they just throw you in the water and they're like, learn
those
to swim.
Those videos
like,
of throwing toddlers into the water is terrifying.
Those they scare me. What I really like, I had a couple of my buddies who have young kids. And now the kids, we used to have just like the arm floaties growing up. Now they have the thing that goes across their chest and on their arms. So basically you just drop the kid in the pool and it's impossible for their head to go under. And these kids, it doesn't matter how deep the water is. They're perfectly fun and happy to float around.
They say that's a problem then, though, because if your kid accidentally falls in the pool without that, they have no idea what the fuck to do. And so that's why people enroll their kids in these classes where the graduation for the class.
They're like 6 months old, some of these kids.
Some of these kids are 6 months old. They put them in a full outfit, like tiny jeans, sneakers, whatever. They're walking around talking to the kid and boom, they just throw the kid in the fucking pool.
It's
like
ridiculous.
And hey there, dinosaur bathing suit. Come here.
I know it's a good thing to teach them, but like I still can't bring myself to do it yet. So I don't know.
I'd be interested to talk to a parent who has done it. How did you get over this fear of just dropping your kid in a pool?
I think it's like those Turkish baptisms that they do where they like fucking dunk the kid hard as shit like they're at a fair. Like it's crazy. I think this is one of those things you got to step away. Like a lot of parents have trouble going into the room whenever the kid's getting shots because they don't like to see the kids getting the vaccines. This would be the same thing. If I signed my kid up for this, which I don't think I ever would, it would be one of those things where I got to go to the movies while this kid's in swimming lessons.
This 55 and up has this little indoor pool. And so I've been Googling how to do my own swim lessons with them. So I might try that. I'll have to let you know next week how it goes.
It's really fun. Like you might try to do it. It's not teaching calculus. You're just teaching how to swim. Like it's very fun teaching your kids how to swim too.
Also, I have one more thing. So Nick and KB and Donnie were up in Alaska. They're doing Rediscovering America. They go to these different kind of the holes in the wall of America. And they discover like, what's the culture and the vibe like there? So they went to Alaska and Nick came back and he was like, Kate, what's a Jody? And I was like, why? He was like, we were in a military town and I heard people bring up Jody. And I had to explain to him, like, he's like, so the girl is the Jody? I'm like, no. It's the guy who's at home waiting to take your girl is the Jody. And he asked me, where did that term and name specifically come from? I was like, you know what? I do a military podcast. I don't know.
Maybe that's what we should do on Monday. We'll do a lexiconology of the word Jody.
I said I'm going to look into it for you and I'm going to let you know. So we might have him on the show to kind of explain a little more. I want to look into what Jody is. And then I also wanted to do, if you're a listener out there and you have a really good Jody story and if you were the Jody, you can be anonymous. If you were in the military, if you were.
I thought the Jody was the girl who cheated on the Joe.
Nope. See, you don't even know. Mm-hmm. See, this is why we got a deep dive in Jody. If you got cheated on deployment, if you cheated when you were on deployment, or if you were the cheater, if you were the whatever, if you were involved in any kind of crazy cheating story in the military, please DM ZBT or me. And I want to
DM Kate. She's not going to read it. She doesn't read a DM.
Do it. On mine, I do. I don't read the ZBT ones from back when my snaggletooth, when I was getting ripped on too hard. Yeah. I don't look at those anymore. But hit me up. I want to maybe even interview you and do like a compilation of the best Jody stories. And I kind of want to have like a Jody whatever, because it is like, he was asking me, well, is that a real thing? Does that really happen? Did you know anyone who got cheated on? And I was like, dude, you wouldn't believe me, but it is like a crazy, it's crazier than the movies. We had guys getting Dear John letters, like straight up, but it was satellite calls on deployment, like, and guys that got back and found out like the craziest shit went on when they were gone. And so I know there's just, I was like, Hollywood couldn't write some of the shit that just happened in my own unit kind of thing. So if you have a really good story, hit us up, and you can be anonymous if you want.
Even if you're the cheater, if you're the one that's
I won't judge.
If you're the one that got like hooking up with somebody who has a partner that's deployed, and
Jody,
you get off on that.
Success stories that, you know, they ended up illicit affair, but it turned out now they're married and three kids.
Oh, my one staff sergeant, he went away to
Let's save
Afghanistan.
It for Monday. We'll do all that on Monday.
Jody. Anyway, that's what's on my mind, Jody's, just so you know. But all we'll do Jody stuff on Monday. But that's the last
one on
my
Kate's
save rounds.
Love it. Yeah. Cons, what about you?
Number one, the one person that I was torn, I had him on my list, and I'm really surprised that none of us took him, was Fights. You know, just because I think
we've mentioned him so many other times, people know we think he'd be a good military guy.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll just say that. John, we know you'd be good in the military. And then number two, it was back last weekend, kind of, but it's fully back this weekend, and that is college football. Army's going down to Coastal Carolina, night game. I hate that it's on a network that is not readily available, that you have to pay a subscription for. That kind of stinks. And then also, I'm going behind enemy lines this weekend. I am going to the UDel versus Navy game. My very good friend is the new head coach at the University of Delaware, so I will be at that game to support his first game.
Is that what they call it, University of Delaware? UDel?
UDel, yeah.
Nobody calls it that, okay? Go Blue
yeah,
Hens.
Do.
Only lady mascot.
No.
Only lady mascot. Blue
yeah,
Hens.
No, they're the
no, that's not
Blue
the Blue
Hens.
Hens. That's Delaware State, right?
No. The University of Delaware is the Fighting Blue Hens. They're the only female mascot in college. But people do refer to it as UDel. So I'm excited to go to that game. I will. Yes. What do you think about that? Is it rude of me to have a press credential and wear Army gear?
Yes. You're the guy who shows up to, and there, it happens at every one I've been to, Eagles Giants game. And there's always some doofus walking up the stands in a cowboy starter jacket. Mm-hmm. Like what? Duh. And I'm like,
hey, it's my team. Just
beat
here,
his
guys.
Ass. Go ahead. I don't count. Normally I'm against it. You can beat that guy's ass. That's fine.
All right. We'll see.
That's how
we'll
I
see.
Feel.
So I'm excited to
I hope
see
you get your
him,
ass beat.
That'd no, be awesome. I probably That'd won't. Be great for content.
I hope you have a lovely time.
Yeah. I don't. I want the first thing. That would be incredible. Not like badly hurt, but like a bloody nose or something would be great content.
Just a black sucker punch, a black eye.
Yeah, black eye. Give Gonz a black eye for content. That'd be incredible. Mm-hmm. I don't really have anything, so we'll see you back here on Monday. It's on the retreat.